For the American Armed Forces and their allies, a rebroadcast of the Red Skelton Show. With Shirley Mitchell, Ozzie Nelson, Harriet Hilliard, and starring Red Skelton.
Thank you very much and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. How are you tonight, Marvin? You look a little worried. Why, you haven't heard the government has going to ration women, are you, Dad?
No, no.
They haven't, have they?
No, Red, I'm just worried about weight.
Your waist? Well, a little exercise.
No. No, I mean waste in general. You know, we civilians are causing our own shortage of materials for being so wasteful.
Wish we had time. I'd like to try to read that again. You know, speaking of being wasteful, I know a lady was throwing a big can of trash out today, but it wasn't entirely wasted. She hit me on the head with it.
Well, you know, what we really have to save on is our automobile tires.
Yeah, everybody's walking these days. Only yesterday I saw Brett Wood walking along the street with his wife, Louise, and he said he'd never walk. Anywhere he was going to ride.
What did he have to say when you met him on the street?
Well, he just says hello, and Louise carried him on down the street. Say, who do we have with us tonight that plays an important part in our American way of living, huh?
I'd like you to meet Officer Jerry Ulick, Red, a traffic officer.
Uh-oh, where's my hat? Where's my hat? Well, how are you there, Officer Ulick?
How are you, Red?
Oh, I'm fine. Well, it's good to see a policeman. Sort of reminds me of my father.
Was he a policeman?
No, but he went with the police a lot. Say, the police are really going to town here in Los Angeles and Hollywood with their new traffic drive. There's so many traffic cops on Sunset Boulevard, it looks like an open-air traffic court down there. No kidding, they're giving each other tickets now.
It's not quite that bad, Red, although we have been watching drivers pretty closely. The reason for that, it is not only to save lives, but also to keep drivers from speeding and abusing their tires. You know, there won't be any new ones for a long time.
You mean drivers or tires? You know, people should realize that the police are trying to protect them. Tell me, are traffic cops tough, huh?
I've only known one officer that was tough.
Really?
He used to yell, "Pull over, you dope." One day I saw the chief and captain riding a car just ahead of us. So I pulled up beside him. Yeah. He didn't recognize him and yelled at the top of his lungs, "All right, pull that can over, you dope."
What happened, huh?
Well, every night when he came in from walking his beat, he made me rub his feet.
Tell me, how do you approach a lawbreaker, huh?
Well, for example, when I stop a driver who's doing a left turn around a sign that says no left turn, I use the courtesy approach. I open the door, and if he don't talk back to me, I loosen my grip around his throat.
Gentle-like, huh? Tell me, has the campaign to conserve on gas and tires really resulted in the slower driving?
Most of the time, yes. But there are still far too many speeders.
Well, you know, I always figured you have to drive for five people. Yourself, the car in front of you, the one in the back of you, and the one coming at you.
That's four. Where's the fifth?
She's going to pull out from the side any minute. Hey, who would you say were the best drivers, the men or the women? Well, who would you say, huh?
Red, would you mind asking me something else? My wife is a woman, you know.
She reads that like she's out there tonight. Yeah. Really? I thought that was a microphone. I didn't know it was a club up in the air. Say, do many drivers argue and talk back to you?
Not many, Red. Only the ones who know they are wrong.
Yeah, I know one fellow that talks back to every cop he sees. He just yelled and yelled and yelled about his right.
What happened to him?
Nothing. After he paid $50 fine and served 10 days in jail, they let me go. What was the strangest excuse you ever heard?
Oh, it was from a red-headed guy that I caught doing 60.
Yeah?
He said he was so tired that he couldn't lift his foot off the accelerator.
Well, Officer Jerry Ulick, thanks a lot for coming up here tonight.
Thank you, Red. And any time you want to do a personal appearance down at the traffic court, let me know.
Okay.
Here's a brand new little Scotch number that Ozzie and I are going to sing. Come on, Ozzie. Give out with the birds.
I would lay me down and die for my lassie. For she's the only lassie for me. When I'm roaming through the gloamin' with my lassie, we're happy, just as happy as can be. She's my darling, my daisy. She's sweeter than the heather. On a Brobrick, Minlick, Nick, we're always arm in arm together. I would lay me down and be for my lassie. For she's the only lassie, my bonny, bonny lassie. For she's the only lassie for me.
Harriet, turn. Get out them brr.
I would lay me down and die for my laddie. For he's the only laddie for me. When I'm roaming through the gloaming with my laddie, we're happy, just as happy as can be. It's nice walking like this, Angus, but it's very warm. Would you buy me an ice cream soda?
Well, I'm sorry you feel warm. I'll tell you a Scotch story that'll make your blood run cold.
I would lay me down and die for my laddie. For he's the only laddie.
I'm a bonny, bonny laddie.
That was Ozzie and Harriet singing My Bony Lassie Ain't So Bony Since She's Been Eating Vitamins. Our satire tonight is on different types of drivers, and we'd like to show why our police officers turn gray. So let's look in on Bolivar Shagnassy, who believes in sharing the ride policy, but he only picks up the goil. Look at that gorgeous little blockbuster standing over on the corner, will ya? Hello there, beautiful.
I don't speak to strange men, thank you.
Why, a strange man?
You're the strangest man I ever saw.
You waiting for the bus?
You're a genius. How did you know?
Well, hop in. I'll give you a lift. There probably won't be another bus along here for hours, you know?
Well, I have been waiting a long time. Are you sure it's all right?
Sure. Come on, hop in, kid, hop in. Well, Hetty, ain't this better than waiting for that bus, huh?
I'll tell you later.
Say, what's your name, huh?
Lana Schmaltz. What's yours, Tyrone?
No, I'm... My name's Bolivar. You know, the girls all call me too good to be true, though, you know. Come on, cuddle up a little closer, will you?
Nah.
Ah, come on, cuddle up.
Take your arm from around my neck. Makes me nervous to see a man driving with his feet.
You know, I don't like your attitude, you know. Why, I'm just a Boy Scout. I'm just a Boy Scout, you know.
I didn't know they had a rat patrol.
Yeah.
Say, this is some car. Has it got a radio?
No, I don't need one.
Well, supposing you want some La Conga music, what do?
I just don't put oil in the motor. An old CB taught me that, you know. Come on, gorgeous. How about a little kiss, huh? Come on, have a little goober, huh? Come on, let's swab the deck, huh? You know, I ain't no wolf, you know.
Then close your mouth. Them fangs scare me.
Now, what do you think about me, really, huh?
I wish I'd known you when you was alive, zombie.
Now, wait a minute. I ain't so bad. The girl that gets me will get a prize.
You ought to get something for it.
Yeah.
I think you better pull over and let me out of this neckmobile. Besides, you're driving too fast.
I'm only goats, and 45 miles an hour ain't fast, you know.
Have you ever been arrested for speeding?
Only by the cop. Kind of fast on them comebacks, ain't it? Sort of like Ed Gardner, toughies, huh?
Well, look, we've got company, Romeo. There's a motorcycle cop coming for you.
Oh, there he is, huh? Well, I'll guarantee you'll never catch up to...
All right, Flash Gordon, land that rocket ship.
Look, officer, I wasn't going very fast.
I know. You were just parking at 45 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Not only that, you were zigzagging all along the road.
Well, what do you suppose they put in gasoline these days to make the car do that, huh?
Come on, tell me, where's your operator's license?
Well, here's a few tickets I bought for your police show next week, you know.
Yeah? Well, here's a ticket for you to the traffic court.
Yeah, well, that's what I get for sharing the ride with people, you know.
You know, they just passed a law that you can pick up men, too. Try it sometime, buddy. Well, yeah. So long.
He don't scare me, that guy. You know, traffic tickets, I got influential people around me, you know. Hey, where you going? Don't you want to have some fun?
I've had all the laughs I can stand. Good night, sweet prince.
Well, of all the noise, I hope you wind up an old maid. Wind one up for me while you're at it. That's what I get for trying to be patriotic. I'll never pick up another girl as long as I live. Never, never. I'll never pick up a girl as long as... Well, look what's over on the corner there. What a happy death, huh? Oh, brother. You going my way, baby?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Hey. Hey, this is better than that Glendale bus, ain't it, huh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Gosh, the first rose of summer. Move over here.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Is that all you can say?
Oh, yes.
Oh, boy, this is going to be good, eh? How about something a little closer then, sugar, huh?
Oh, yes.
You want to stop here and talk a little?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll stop here, huh? Hey, fellow, we're going to stop here. This ain't much of a place, you know, right opposite the city jail, you know.
Yes, uh-huh.
Hey, what's that you got in your hand there, a badge? Oh, you a policewoman?
Oh, yes.
Get a new car, something always happens to it. So let's look in on the lady and her little boy. Harriet, you be my mother, and I'll be the mean little car wrecker.
Junior, get out of the driveway so I can pull in. I told you not to play in the drive. What are you doing there?
I'm just picking up some small nails.
Oh, well, now that's a good boy. Yeah. Small nails are bad for tires.
Yeah, I know. I'm putting on some big ones, you know. Oh, a new car, huh?
Yes, brand new, too. Only 5 years old.
Oh, boy, that munch gets everybody, don't you, huh?
Junior, what are you doing?
I'm just admiring the running board while they're still on the car.
Oh, now you know I'm a good driver. I always come back with a running board.
Sure. Last week you came back with 7 of them. And a couple of extra fenders, too, you know.
Oh, now, boy, Junior, you keep away from those fenders with your muddy hands. Goodness, how do your hands get so muddy?
Well, me little girlfriend bakes mud pies and I eat them.
You eat mud pies?
Yeah.
For heaven's sake, Junior, why?
Well, Pop eats yours. Hey, is this thing hard to drive, Mom?
No, it has a hydromatic drive. So simple, even a child could operate it.
Yeah? That remains to be seen, kiddo. Hey, what else it got? Does it have a heater in it?
You don't need a heater in your car in California.
Oh, no. You don't need an umbrella either if we don't mind getting wet. Hey, Mom, your lights are on.
Oh, I'll turn them off.
Okay.
There, are they off?
No.
Are they off now?
No. Here, let me help you. They're off now.
Junior, I don't know where you get your meanness, but you certainly don't get it from me.
That's what Pop said. He said none of yours is missing, you know. Hey, can I sit in the car, Mom?
No.
I want to sit in it.
Well, all right, get in. But if I catch you standing up in the seat or wiping your hands on the upholstery,
yeah,
I'll get the hairbrush, and you know what that means.
Yes, that means you're going to be mad because I burned every hairbrush in the house this morning.
Oh, Junior, why did you burn the hairbrushes?
Because you don't cooperate, you know. You never spanked me with a hairy side, you know. I burned them up because they've been burning me up long enough. You know.
Sometimes I wish I hadn't answered the door when they delivered you. Mm.
Hey, Mom, where'd I come from?
Well, one cold, stormy night,
yeah?
A fierce little goblin crept up to our door and tried to give us a small package.
Really?
Yes, and your father captured the goblin, but the package got away.
Yes. Hey, what did Pop do with the goblin, huh? That fooled you, didn't it, huh? Hey, what happened to the goblin, Mom? What's a goblin, huh?
Well, he named it Junior, and it's been living with us ever since.
A goblin, Mom? You call me a goblin?
Oh, Junior, I was only teasing. Here's a quarter. I'm sorry.
A quarter? Oh, okay. Come on, let's break up this taffy pool, huh?
Now, look, you be a good little boy and don't touch anything, and I'll be right back.
Okay, kiddo, okay. Boy, ain't these seats nice and soft. Uh-oh, here comes that fat man who lives next door. Boy, he looks like he got a bushel in his vest, don't he? Hmm? I'm going to hide
him. Junior. Well, how are you?
I'm trapped like a rat. How are you doing, Fatso?
Junior, soon you won't be able to call me Fatso. I've been reducing.
Really?
I just lost 3 pounds.
Well, you look behind you, you'll find it, Fatso.
Well, what a beautiful new car.
Yeah, you can look at it, but don't put your big paws on it now.
Junior, I wonder if anyone would mind if I got in.
Now, wait a minute. This ain't a sand truck, you know. This is just for people, you know. You better be careful, because I'm a goblin, and I'll bite you.
Oh, I won't crowd you. I'll get in the back seat.
Okay. Hey, in fact, so you're stretching the door.
Well, I mean...
Okay, you'll have to sit still now. Boy, this steering wheel sure is bigger than it. I can break believe I'm driving.
Why aren't we going fast? I'd say about 80.
We ain't even moving and you know that.
Beep, 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 burp.
Oh, that darn spinach again.
Junior, don't play with the horn.
I wouldn't touch the horn, Mom. I wouldn't touch the horn. Paddle-tail. Oh, look, Mom forgot to take the keys out.
You aren't thinking of starting the car, are you?
No, I already thought of it.
Of course. A short drive would be nice. It's such a grand day.
Stop crowding me into trouble. I can get there by myself.
I'll tell you what. We'll make believe that we're going for a ride and that you're driving.
Make believe, he said. Trusting old soul, ain't he? Oh, let me see. My eyes keep going back to them keys. I don't know why. If I do, I get a whipping. I do it. I got calluses anyway, boy. Now, which one's the starter button? Maybe it's this one here. Where'd the knob go?
Well, I don't know where, but wherever it went, it almost took my hair with it.
What do you mean, your hair? Mummy has long wave. I got a short wave with you. The tide's going out, you know. Oh, let's see. Maybe this is a starter button. Founder.
My, Junior, you're making a noise just like the motor.
Amazing, isn't it, huh? I wonder what make it go, huh?
Junior, you've thrown me down here on the floor. I'm wedged in here around my stomach.
Well, get your feet out of me face, will you? I can't, Mommy. I don't know how.
Oh, help somebody. Play me out of here.
Mommy, are you scared? Come and get me. The sidewalk's moving.
Help. Save me.
Hey, Mommy. Hey, Fatso, you jammed in there tight?
Absolutely. I can't move.
Well, that's good, because here comes the telephone pole right at us. I broke it. That depends on what you're going to do to me.
Oh, dear, look at our pretty new car.
It's fast, isn't it, kiddo?
Oh, just look at it. It'll have to be entirely rebuilt.
Well, we couldn't use it anyway. Old Fatso was jammed in the back seat there.
Their roundup, people usually run in to get their new driver's license. So we look in on Willie Lump Lump, the night owl, who's making his application.
Driver, driver! Come on, you guys, break up that
car. What's going on? Oh, it's you, Willie. What do you want?
I want to get a license.
What kind of a license? A driver's license, hunting license, fishing license, vendor license, marriage license, dog license, or what?
You windy old bird, ain't you? I want to get a driver's license.
Well, that's what I said first. Why didn't you stop me?
I like to watch your tonsils and wave up and down. Besides, I'm not in a hurry, you know.
Well, I am. What's your name?
Willie Lump Lump. You know my name. It's spelled with a small Willie and a capital Lump.
Well, let's see. You'll have to answer a few questions. Are you married?
No, I've always had these circles under my eyes.
Do you have any ailments?
I should say not. My whole family were American citizens.
Is there any insanity in your family?
What's the idea of writing in yes before I answer that question?
I'm sorry. Well, tell me now, what do you do if a man steps out of a safety zone?
I knock him right back in. I do it slip so he won't get hurt, you know.
All right, let's check your eyes.
Oh, you don't have to check them. I'll tell you what they are. They're bloodshot.
Willie, I declare you're hopeless.
Now, I got papers to prove it.
Here now the eye test. Cover your eye with this cardboard and read that top line. Well, what does it say?
Don't rush me. It says P-O-L-I-C-E.
What does that spell?
Trouble.
Now we'll blindfold you, turn you around a few times, and see how your equilibrium is.
Oh, no, you don't. Oh, no, you don't.
Part of the test.
Oh, yes, you ain't catching my equilibrium.
Now, it's very simple. You sit right in this chair.
Okay.
What's the matter? Do you feel a little dizzy?
I didn't know you could get this way so cheap.
Here, now, you take this paper and go outside to the policeman who will give you a driving test.
Well, if he wants to end his career today, it's all right with me, you know. Hey, where's the guy going to give me the test?
Huh? I am. Where's your car?
What do you think that is wrapped around the telephone pole?
That's a car? How do you get into this dishpan?
Well, how do you think? You crawl in from under the hood. We might have to crank it, you know.
Yeah? What happened to the starter button?
I don't know. I sent it to the auto laundry and it came back with a button missing.
When does it start moving?
Huh?
When does it start moving?
You'll have to wait till I start it up first, bud. It starts moving just as soon as I hit it with a hammer.
Hadn't you better pull over?
Why, huh?
Why, you're driving down the left side of the road.
So what? I got my lights on there, huh?
Look out, we're going to hit that truck.
Yeah, we'll hit it. Hardly worth the effort, was it?
Don't try crossing those tracks. There's a train coming.
Oh, we can beat it across. We can beat it.
I tell you, we can't make it.
Well, we'll soon find out, bud.
Boy, the way you drive, you'll never get a license.
Never get a license, huh? Don't need one now, anyway.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.